Thanks for listening to this Arrow FM podcast, shared on accessmedia.nz with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Charlotte Flows. Hi and welcome to Charlotte Flows. Here we are another week, another opportunity to step out of the doing of life and into the being of life. It's where I share my musings, learnings and discoveries of living life by my design, and where I hope you get inspired to take some time and think about what it is you want to do just the same. I hope you enjoy the show. Hi. Wow. Christmas. Done and dusted. Was it fun? Was it epic? Was it magical? I really hope so, because mine was. So, yeah. It's all done, over, all that fuss, all that chaos, madness, and it's done, it's over, rover. So here we are, the other side, with the next part of the chapter to play out, New Year. Now, as you know, I love a bit of reflection, and so this is that time for me. Not a big thing on New Year's resolutions, as you know, as I've talked about before, because I love using my birthday as that. And obviously, with the New Year, we'll be fast approaching the countdown to that one. But it is a lovely time, this space that we have from Christmas to New Year, to, once all the crazy has gone, to sit back and reflect, to take some time to think about the year that we've just had and what that has meant. What it's felt like, what we've loved, what we've not loved, what we want to keep doing, what we want to change up, where we want to course correct. And I love this time for that. I love this time for looking back and reflecting and looking at what we've achieved, because obviously with our negative bias brains, it has a tendency to always play out for the things that are going wrong or those things that we wish we would have done differently. But to stop and look back through your calendar or your diary or your Facebook photos, because those are always the good moments usually, and to see what's been good is a really great thing to do, I think, because it makes you realise what you've achieved in that year. 365 days is a lot of time, a lot of life, and there are magical moments. So I hope you do that. For me, I've been doing that, and things, three big things instantly pop up for me in the reflection zone of 2024. Obviously, it kick-started with a move that was unexpected and that has been a real gift. There's been a new job, and what that brought, meant, and the change that created. And there was a big project, a big community project for my community part of life with the pump track. So those are the big three of super big things that happened this year. But then when I do look back and I look through those photos and I look through them, there's so much more. You know, it's been, and I can remember talking about this, the first 6 months of 2024 were just insane. There had been adventures and trips and goodness and all the things of life that I love. But it was pretty full flow, and so it's easy to forget because there was so much. Concerts, I saw a lot of my beautiful friend Bella. I went to concert. I had my 50 before 50 list, and that's definitely part of what I want to head to in the looking forward. There was the move. There was my parents' visit. There was a camper van. It just kept on going. It was insane. Like, there was a year's worth of life happened in the first half of 2024, which is great, but also comes with it challenges as well. So it does make you realise you have to be careful what you wish for. Just to think, you know, I've said a lot, it came up in my thanks show, the move was huge. The move was a big one for us. It's been a gift that keeps on giving. There's been no looking back. I mean, I always said, as soon as I was in, I was in 110%, and that's how I approached it, and the universe and the house and life has paid me back. It's just been amazing. So that's been awesome. The job opportunity sort of also came out of the blue, but was another one, I guess, from the lesson of the house to go, why not give it a go? That has been a huge learning curve. I have learnt about myself. I have learnt about life and in different ways. I have been opened up to experiences and opportunities, and it's again a really giving thing that's happened, and I've just been really grateful to have some really good support around me for that, and met some beautiful people that I would have never have, and obviously people are my thing, you know, the people, it always comes down to the people. So that's been a biggie. And then the pump track, I mean, wow. It was a big project. It's the biggest community project I've ever undertaken. You know, there's always been a lot of little things, but this was big. And it was bigger than anything I'd ever done at the community garden in Auckland. It was a long-term project, so we'd worked on it for several years. And this year it was built. And I just am blown away by how the kids they're just enjoying it. That was why we did it. That was what it was for, and that's what's happening. And the feedback has been just incredible. And people are traveling to enjoy it, which is just mind blowing. And yeah, the things that are coming up from it, it's not yet finished. Like, we've opened it, we've built it and we've opened it, but there's still the landscaping and another phase to go. And that will happen in 2025. And that means it continues a little bit. And that's a bit of a sort of change of shift, because you were gearing up to have it done and dusted, and that's not quite how it happens, but then that's life. It never happens like that. So it will continue a little bit, but the main body of the work is done. The kids are riding a pump track. It has been achieved, and all the fundraising is done. And so that was huge, like, to realise what was possible and to work in a way with working with council to achieve something, to say, look, you can't do this. We'd like to make it happen. And how can we work with you to make that happen? And it was a long process, but it has been sort of an opportunity to show that it's possible. And so there's potential for more of that sort of magic to happen, I think. But those three are definitely, if you look back at 2024, what do you remember? Those are going to be the three that really stand out to me as the biggies. But like I say, there was just so much more. And oh, what a year. I mean, it was a good year for me. I've said this before on the show during the year. I know it's been a tough one for so many people. But for me, it was good. And so I'm grateful for that. Really grateful for that. So, yeah, I think we'll pause. I think we'll have a little bit of music and see what this vibe brings. Enjoy.
Walk anymore. until I find what it is I've been looking for. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep, through the jungle of doubt, to the river so deep. I know I'm searching for something, something so undefined. It can only be seen by the eyes of the blind. In the middle of the night. In the middle of the night, I go walking in my sleep, through the desert of the truth, to the rivers of deep. We all end in the ocean, we all start in the streams. We're all carried along by the river of dreams. In the middle of the night,
in the middle of, I go walking in the middle of,
reflecting back is valuable. But then what next? Well, of course, we look forward. What have we learned? What we want to take forward? What do we want to do? What do we want 2025 to bring? And I think it's a really good opportunity to vision that, write words down, write things down, be it skipping through Pinterest, and getting some ideas. I'm a very visual person. I listened to a beautiful short podcast on a lady speaking about her work is in vision boards. And she said, like, they've always had a bit of a bad rap because it's as if you cut these pictures out and you pop it on a collage and, you know, it will just happen. But that isn't the point, and I think we've spoken about this here before, but the vision board is the prompt, and it's very visual, so that is a really good trigger for you to see something, and I'm a really visual person, as you know, so something like that really works. But all it is a trigger. It's a trigger for action, and the only person that can make the action is ourselves. We're the only ones that can drive the tiny habits, the tiny actions that drive us to achieve those goals on that vision board. But I think it's really valuable, with it be it visuals, be it the list, be it the wish list of the things you want, be it the aspirations and the dream big mind map, mind dump of what do I want 2025 to look like. Is it just reflecting back and going, I don't want this, I don't want that, I want this to stop, I want this to continue, I want more of this, I want less of that. I think, you know, this space, this little bridge is such a transcendent opportunity to explore, to take time to sit and pen, paper, visuals, whatever it is, whatever you feel comfortable with, exploring what that is. It's definitely how I will spend time this week. And it doesn't really stop, but it's the way to end one year and start another. It's that beautiful window of opportunity where there's a little pocket of space. I think this little bridge period is underrated. I think it should be used for things other than Boxing Day sales and all of that. I think that's what this time is for. In both hemispheres, I find that I love this little period. It doesn't matter what season, actually, so that's interesting. Just got a different vibe to it, whether you're chilling in the shade and sipping something cool or wrapped up with some candlelight and a cup of tea. Equally as beautiful, but a really valuable thing to do. When I think of looking forward, something that springs to mind, which started in 2024, is my 50 before 50 list. So I've ticked a few things off. It's been a slow start, but it's this 2024 period from February to now has been a lot of planning, a lot of mapping out, which I love. You know, I got the list, I've ticked some off, done some beautiful things, but there's been lots of scribbles, lots of notes, lots of explorations of things, how I can tick the next few off. So I think 2025 is going to be quite big on the challenges. A few biggies will be ticked off, and that will feel good. And it's nice to have those things to look forward to. Some of them mean little adventures. Some of them need me to consider a budget, so saving. So it's all those things that will start to kick into place. Another cool thing for us is the job that I took last year. It sort of gave us an opportunity to do some saving, which was a really intentional thing around having the opportunity. And so we have been achieving that. And there's a list of what that looks like to use, because we always said we would use it for something specific. So it will be fun to explore what that looks like and what that will bring. So that's something that will be fun to do in 2025. I am excited to have my family in New Zealand. My sister and her family are visiting New Zealand in the first part of 2025. So that's going to be really cool, which is interesting because when I have my people arrive, I have no need to fill a massive hole, which is where my community projects come in. And so I have vowed that the first quarter of 2025 won't be any starting of anything. I will be pausing. Obviously, like I said, the pump track has still got a new phase, and that will happen in autumn. But there will be no new things popping up. I'm sure there'll be plenty of ideas, but I will be pausing because my family will be here, and I will want to enjoy what that brings, enjoy showing. Luckily, just locally, we're not going to do anything too dynamic. We're going to be quite local, and that's lovely because it's being a tourist in your own backyard is always fun. So I'm really looking forward to that element of 2025. Exploring, you know, what that year looks like as far as adventures and what we want to do. I have a yearning to explore more walking opportunities. And so I had a wish list item for the Wild Walks book. And that was put there because I really would like us as a family to start thinking about doing more in that space of going walking and tramping and doing some cool walks in New Zealand, and really want that to be something we start building as a family. So we might bring some of that in. It definitely will play into a little bit with my 50 before 50 challenge. And I think for me, on a personal level, it's also I will be turning 48 in 2025, and I will be thinking about what I did last year as far as, you know, started going to the gym, the room with active gear, and that was fun, hard, fun, rewarding, good move on my part. And so achieving that, continuing that, will I want to grow that, will I want to explore different things, but sort of building on what I have started is definitely something in my mind. Making some choices, playing around with things, making choices for my health and well-being, to make sure that, you know, I continue on the path of that I'm on, and definitely the learning and the reading and the things and the experiences that have been around me in 2024, those people having tough years, have highlighted the fragility. So take nothing for granted, be careful on the planning, because, you know, but That's why I quite like just to keep it within the year now. I don't really think too much further ahead. But where do I want to go? And what actions will that drive me? So if you were going back to that vision board thing, not all of it will be something that might come true instantly, but it could be a long-term goal. But what will I do in this year? What could you do in this year to head towards those long-term goals? For me, long-term goals usually relate to finances. And so it's thinking about, you know, back to the budget. What are we going to do differently? What are we going to do better? How can we make it work smarter? Course correcting all the time on that one. But we'll get there one day. We'll get there one day. But those are the sort of vibes that I think will play a big part in my 2025. And I'm excited. And how about you? How are we feeling? How are we feeling about 2025? Have you got exciting plans? Have you got things to look forward to? Are there things that you want to change? Let's start getting curious. Let's start asking those questions. So I invite you to this week, take some time, join me on this bridge of opportunity to reflect, to look forward, to get inspired, to dream. How are we going to live our life by our design in 2025? We'll leave it there. And wishing you all a very happy new year. Thanks as always to RFM for hosting the show. And I'm looking forward to where we get to, who we speak to, and what magic we can create in 2025. Take care. Speak soon.